Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. And this week we have a local record label executives on the show. And they have a show coming up at OPL with a couple of their bands. So we're going to talk to Elise and Luke of Nudie Records in just a moment. But first, of course, we need to thank our sponsor, Cameron of Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, which is a great place to hang out and listen to music that they have playing. They have live music every Thursday for open mic. And karaoke Friday and Saturday. So everyone knows that Cameron's a great place to hang out, get some good food, get some great drinks, and have a good time with your friends or family, celebrate fun things in life. So Cameron, thanks for all that you do, and there's happy hour too. So thanks, Cameron, and thanks, Elise and Luke, for joining us today.
Thanks. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, we're so excited.
Yeah, it's so cool that we have a local record label right here in town. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We were just chatting for just a minute and said that you have a following on the East Coast. So did you guys just move here recently?
Actually, I grew up here in Half Moon Bay. I'm a local and I moved away for a number of years for college and found myself in the Midwest where I met my husband, Luke, and I brought him back here with me to California. We lived in the city for a few years and then we got married and started a family and we're raising our kids here in Half Moon Bay about 5 years now.
Oh, that's great. So you have a show coming up at Old Prince and Landing on September 9th, right?
We do. Yes, we're very excited. We have a show coming up on September 9th at Old Prince and Landing and we are featuring a band of ours called Old Lady. We are also featuring a local band called Bar Fight.
Yes.
Yes, they're back. Kind of like begged the band to get back together. And the two bands really complement each other. And it's been so fun to work with Eric from Bar Fight, putting this all together. And it feels just like a really great hometown welcome for Nudie Records, even though we've been here for a few years.
So yeah.
This is a big opportunity for us to introduce ourselves to our local community.
That is so awesome. We really appreciate it. The fact that, you know, this is like a mecca for music here on the Coastside. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, totally. I grew up here I worked at a bookstore on Main Street and Tracy Chapman used to come in and we would hear stories about Neil Young showing up at OPL back in the day. And yeah, totally. Joan Baez would come down to the theater to see shows. It's definitely a spot for sure.
It is. I was actually in Tommy when she was there. It was pretty cool.
Oh my God. I just love that Brian at OPL is really just like investing in the venue and really putting it on the map. I mean, not that it hasn't been before, but he's really just built out that backyard.
I know. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's time to listen to some music. So what's the first song we're going to listen to? And we can talk about the band and stuff on the other side.
I think the first song is going to be Sweeter on Whiskey by Old Lady. This is from their new record that's coming out on September 8th on Nudie Records called Kissing Creek.
Okay, let's take a listen. This is Sweeter on Whiskey by Old Lady.
Sweeter on whiskey.
Hey everyone, this is Kelly Morlock, and we just listened to a band called Old Lady that's in their song Sweeter on Whiskey, and they're going to be playing at Old Princeton Landing on September 9th as part of a Nudie Records showcase. And we're speaking with the chief executives of Nudie Records here in Half Moon Bay, Elise and Luke. So thanks for sharing that. It's pretty cool. And tell us a little bit about this band.
Yeah, absolutely. This is actually off a record that's coming out on September 8th. So they're out here from the New Jersey area to promote the record and kind of celebrate its release. This is the second record that we've done by Old Lady. We also did a full-length LP by them last year called Truck Stop Thrills. And yeah, this is the second LP that we've done with them. It's called Kissing Creek. It's a really fantastic honky-tonk rock and roll record. The band is very unique in that they have three principal songwriters. So the brother-sister duo of Colin and Kaylee Rocker, and then also their drummer, Isaac Candelario, all write songs for the band. And when you listen to the record, you can kind of hear their three distinct personalities coming out in their songwriting.
Yeah, they're kind of a classic. They like touch on classic country, but they have this sort of romanticism that threads through. And then they're just like unapologetically, they kick butt. They're an amazing live band, and their voices are just really beautiful. On Sweeter on Whiskey, you really heard Kaylee featured, and she's just got that, like, sweet, old country voice, and just the way that the musicality of the song is really beautiful, and it's also a little cheeky and fun, and they're always kind of winking, and they just have really just, like, excellent songwriting. We sort of fell in love with them right away when we were introduced to them, and they've been really wonderful to work with. We're just, like, so thrilled to bring them out here. And I think, like I said earlier in the first segment, like, they're going to complement Bar Fight so well, and it's just going to be such a fun show for sure.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Who knew that there was country in New Jersey, country music in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were surprised too.
I know, but there's kind of a scene out there, and we've gotten a little bit plugged into it. And these guys play all the time. They call themselves the hardest working band in construction because a lot of them work in construction. And they're like working all day, you know, building houses and playing music all night. You know, it's like that kind of vibe. It definitely touches on that Americana, that Bruce Springsteen kind of working man.
Well, that makes sense then. Yeah.
First, they've definitely got that. They're like very grounded, like feet on the ground kind of working man people.
Very cool. Okay, well, tell us the next song we're going to listen to then.
The next song is a song called Monongahela Backwoods. And as we said, there's three songwriters in the band. We've heard a song from Kaylee already. This is a song from her brother Colin, who plays lead guitar and also does a lot of the lead vocals.
Let's take a listen, and we can talk a little bit more on the other side. How's that sound?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Say the name again. Mahungahunga.
Monongahela Backwoods.
Okay, right on. Bye, Old Lady.
Overlooking West Virginia from the tippy top of Spruce Knob Hill. No landlord's message, no jobs in question. On my birthday, I'd wait across the San Ecophone to get lost in that Monongahela backwoods, so as I never have to go back home.
was when I got off the trail and got back to the lot. I'd seen I'd made a big mistake. I never put it in park. It was getting kind of dark, and I could clearly see the bumper of the truck. About 100-something yards down the face of Spruce Knob. No doubt in the world I was stuck.
This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. We're talking to the chief executives of Nudie Records right here in Half Moon Bay, and we just listened to one of their bands called Old Lady. And you guys, say the name again of that song?
Monongahela Backwoods.
So that must be someplace in New Jersey where they're from, or?
Somewhere in that area, yeah. Some kind of local reference.
That's so cool. So you guys said you went to school in the Midwest, and you've been back out here for a while. How did you find this band?
So when we started Nudie Records, we just started, you know, really using just sort of word of mouth and Instagram, I guess, to kind of, you know, talk about what we were doing. And we met a really fantastic musician on the East Coast named Sweet Pete, and he kind of plugged us into a whole scene happening in the New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania area. So now we've got a couple of bands on our label from out there that we're so excited to be connected to. And it's really just like a beautiful music community. They all sort of play with each other. They play on each other's records. We've become close with the gentleman who engineers our records, and he also plays a lot on all the music. So that's kind of how we got introduced to them. What do you think, Luke? Does that sound right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. So it was just happenstance. You know, we just basically decided to start this record label, and we just said yes to everything, or like followed every interesting thread. And that's how we met them, and they just couldn't be nicer. And that's kind of like, we have just been following our instincts here of just doing things that feel good, and working with them felt really good. They're so kind, they're so generous, they're so thankful. It's really, really been fun. And then they're so talented, and they have just such great music on top of it.
That's super cool. I mean, that you guys are doing something because you love what you're pursuing. And so the passion, I'm sure, comes across when you're out there trying to promote all this.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things we mainly focus on the label, is we do physical media for music. So that means vinyl, LPs, and we did do a number of cassettes as well.
Yeah, because we started in 2020, and the whole vinyl industry kind of blew up for a little while.
Yeah, the vinyl manufacturing.
So we pivoted to cassettes, which was really fun. But it's all about the analog.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. Very old school.
Well, we're actually working. I mean, we're trying to make everything feel as hand touched as we can. We work with some local folks here just for things like we just did a run of t-shirts at Black Stamp Studios in Princeton, and we work with Paper Crane on Main Street to do letterpressed cassette covers. Like, we're trying to make everything feel special, because there's a reason, like, you can go and get music online now. You can just stream anything. So, like, why would you ever buy a record? It's just because of the experience. Like, everything that we make, we want it to feel really special and feel really cool.
Yeah, and records are really an aesthetic experience, right, where it's a large piece of media. You have a large cover with it and artwork on there, and it really goes into helping appreciate.
Yeah, I totally miss those days of looking at the albums and diving through the notes and all that good stuff. All right, let's tell people where they can find information about your bands and your label really quick, and then we're going to listen to the last song, okay?
Sure, yeah. If you want to find more information about Nudie Records, we have a website, nudierecords.com, where you can find all of our albums, all of our merchandise, and information about us. If you'd like information about the show on September 9th at Old Princeton Landing, You can go to oplhmb.com. They have an Eventbrite link under their events page. You can also follow us on Instagram. We're at Nudy Records, and we have all the information about our shows on our Instagram. That's a really great way to follow along with us.
I love it. All right, we need to introduce the last song and take people out with that. Tell us, what's this going to be?
We heard from the other two songwriters and Old Lady already, and so this is a song from the third songwriter, Isaac, the drummer. It's called Layout, and it's a very classic soul sort of feeling song.
Awesome. Hey, you guys, Elise and Luke, thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. We'll have you on again when you have another band close by. How's that sound?
Awesome. So excited.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. We need to let you go and let people take a listen. And thanks everybody out there for listening to Coastside Carousel. We appreciate it. Take care, everyone.
Listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.